Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, did you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session. So I do this every single night. It's terrible. At some point I forget to press the button. I see my lips moving. I don't hear anything. I thought it was a disconnection between the brain and the mouth. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. And I'll always love having him on. He is coming to us almost live from, you can't call it jolly old England anymore. They're not a very good way. I'll put it that way. Anyhow, hey, I don't want to hit on it for, you know, all 3 hours of the show, but Rush Limbaugh passed away today. We know that. And, you know, he did a lot of great things for the conservative community, but there were so many other things that he was known for, right? And I think that, you know, I think that it's great to talk about how he pulled the GOP together, he made the GOP different, he forced them into their conservative roots again, that he didn't back down from anything. That's the thing I loved about him. That's where I kind of got my inspiration. Somebody, the man never backed off anything he believed to be truth and right. That he had proof for. Got to have proof, too. And he was willing to call out Republicans. He totally trampled all over Reagan's 11th commandment. Because he didn't believe in it either, any more than I do. It's not that you don't speak out against another Republican. You speak out against anybody who's un-American. That's your job. And if they happen to be a Republican that is not, like Mitch McConnell, and I don't want to say towing the line. How about we say towing the American line? If they're not doing that, they don't deserve to be in office. They don't deserve your vote. They don't deserve your support. How about that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I tell people, you know, your prayers should be for the family. And, you know, those around him that loved him, that worked with him on a daily basis. You know, saw this coming. I think a lot of us saw it coming. And again, it is sad. I don't know if it was a long fight with it. Funny, interesting though, you know, my question, I would love to ask his doctors, whoever. I would love to know, you know, they never caught this? Right? They never saw anything that caused them some kind of to question, if you would? You know, couple of things about Rush Limbaugh that we need to bear in mind. I was really going to hit this later, but, you know, if you really think about it, the reason, you know, Rush could carry 3 hours of his own commentary, his own thoughts, is because he meant it. He wasn't saying it to win sponsors. He wasn't saying what he said to win listeners or to poke people in the eye, to stir up controversy just for the stir up controversy. He really meant what he said. And he believed in those things that he was espousing and pushing and talking and encouraging us to step up. The left would never tell you this, and some of the right wouldn't either, but Rush had a big heart. Gave slash and helped out a lot of people in need. You'll never, like I said, you'll never hear from that from anybody on the left. Matter of fact, you probably won't hear. We do it all the time on the right. When Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, I didn't say good riddance, glad she's gone, like the left does. No. She had a family. She was a wife and a mother and a grandmother. A human being. That's the difference between us and the other side. You're not a Democrat or a Republican. You're a human being that happens to be a Republican, happens to be a Democrat, happens to be a whatever. They don't look at us like that. And it's too bad, because it would change the conversation. And, you know, when you think about the people that he has pulled along, the people that he got excited to be part of the information stream, if you would. Also, Rush was probably one of the first to start pushing back on the cancel culture. He saw it long before anybody else did. Well, there are dozens of us across the country that were talking about it, saw it coming. Before Trump was saying, what next? George Washington? Jefferson? There were a bunch of us saying the same thing. Right? And God, I'm going to have so much fun. Seriously. I'm going to have so much fun over some of the comments that are being made now about the Texas, the way that, you know, the Texas is having its energy issues. And all these left-leaning lunatics now coming out saying, you know, see that? They should have gave in to global warming, cooling, whatever, climate change. You realize that the reality behind this is that they have been screaming about this for decades, back to the 60s and 70s. None of what they said came true. I mean, really, seriously, if they were honest people, and they're not, but if they were honest people talking about climate change, the snow that's happening in Texas, right, should have happened 25 years ago. I mean, that simple. They were giving us 5 years, 10 years, 12 years back then. Should have happened. We were all going to have to move south because it was going to be too cold in the northern part of the country to live. Right? It was going to make Alaska look like a vacation zone. And so, again, I get the biggest kick out of this. Because I'm not worried about it. And guess what? Many scientists aren't. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with. They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, you smell something.
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to, I perceive it as the segment of sanity. I'll put it to you that way. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Don't just sit there swearing at the computer, the TV, the radio, whatever it is you're listening on. I know there's a whole bunch of ways to listen. And if you check out the website, you'll find plenty up there. But let me bring him on because I don't have him on that often and I need to have him on more. But, you know, he's in a different alternate universe, if you would. Xander Gibbs joins me from I don't want to call it jolly old England. I've heard some of the stuff going on over there. How you doing, Xander?
I am wonderful, thank you. I ain't that jolly right now, and I am live from the nation's capital. Not Washington, though.
No. Well, I don't know if we have a capital anymore with the way those people are doing stuff.
Please.
I know, right? I mean, they should, not the nation's capital. You really should call it the nation's swamp, because that's what it is. It's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it totally is.
Hey, so what was England's reaction, the general populace, to the acquittal of that sham, not a trial, out of that theater that took place here in D.C.?
No one's talking about it. Like, I listened to a few things yesterday on Sunday when it came out, a few radio shows and stuff, and nobody is even talking about it. I mean, I obviously had to talk about it on my social media page because it's very important, but British media don't seem to be touching it. But I think there's a reason for that, because it doesn't fit their narrative. So if they ignore it, you know, maybe they'll impeach Donald Trump again so they could just tack it all together.
Would it be great when the Republicans take control in 2 years? Wouldn't it be great if they just go, just as giggles, if any of you guys are listening, I think this would be really cool. Start impeachment papers on Clinton, on Obama. I mean, just go back to Jimmy Carter. He's still alive. Just go for it. And let's hear the hypocrisy that they would come out with. Don't you think it'd be cool?
Just what does it matter now, Joe? What does it matter now? I mean, I think they think that they've got away with all of this, and that bothers me. As an American, that really bothers me, because in the United States, we have one set of laws, not one set of laws for the elites to abide by and one for us common folk to abide by. There are one set of laws, and they get away with so much, and that kind of bothers me. I mean, don't get me wrong, by the same token, I want people on the right to be brought to task for the things that they do wrong also. But I don't want this double standard. It's like, it's like there are laws for them and laws for us. And that's not a good thing in a republic that operates as a democracy. Mind you, it's not really a democracy anymore, let's face it. If you can steal an election, how is it a democracy?
Well, you know, when you look at stuff, and again, you're going to have a lot of my buddies scream at you because we're a republic. Right. But listen, are we really the country that we were 15, 20 years ago? I don't think so. And
yeah.
I think it's going to take a lot of patriots. Can I get impeached for using the word fighting or fight?
Hey, Frank, careful.
Look it up. See if they can impeach me, a radio host, for using that kind of terminology. Anyway, so I think patriots are going to have to hit the pavement fighting. We're going to have to fight in the towns, in the cities, in the counties, in the states that we live in. And when I say that, I mean, you need to take back every seat humanly possible. You need to go after school boards, water boards, city councils, and so on, and take it back, and take back the state. And I agree with Rand Paul. I don't agree with him that much. He's a good guy. He's an honest guy. I like him. But there's a lot of stuff I just don't agree with. But he said it. Stop beating your brains out at the federal level. There's too much swamp there to push through. You need to take back the local levels, then the states, and then stick it to them. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm good with that, too. And I think as a byproduct of that, what we need to do is we need to clean up the Republican Party.
Yeah.
We need to get rid of all the rhinos. We need to get all the rhinos, rid of all the rhinos that are in bed with the Democratic Party and China. China! Because that's the only way that we're going to get to a point. Sorry, I don't know what came over me then. There was just this overwhelming need to scream the word China! But yeah, we need to clean up the Republican Party, because I'm gone and I'm not coming back to the Republican Party until that occurs. Because it's not just about getting them out of office on the left, but I guarantee this to you. You know that for transparency, you know, my home state is New York, and I don't doubt that New York is not going to get rid of these Democrats that have put them through a year of hell. They'll forget about it very quickly. They'll start to open up, and their brain-dead brains will just forget about what has happened. And they will continue to vote for the Democrats, and they will forget how badly they've been treated. And that bothers me, too.
Yeah, we are victims, Americans especially, are victims of our last conversation. The last Twitter title, if you would. And, you know, I don't want to beat this up. I do want to beat it up with you because I think you and I are on the same page here, and people just don't get it. And with all due respect to my listeners and Xander's listeners, what is wrong with you people? Get off of Facebook. Get off of Twitter. Okay? I mean, we've had 70,000 conservatives thrown off of Twitter. All right? I mean, Kevin Sorbo, Hercules. I mean, come on. Seriously? They killed his Facebook page. They have Alfonso Rachel, Zoe Rachel. They have tweaked his Facebook page. He can't get anybody. Oh, he does his Bible studies, for God's sakes, on his Facebook page. And Xander, they're giving a heck of a hard time to, aren't they?
Terrible time. I had two pages. I had two political pages. One was a private group, and one was a page.
Not so private, was it?
For freedom of speech. Well, no, it wasn't. Conservative for freedom of speech and conservative intervention. And I had to close them this week because, you know, every single thing was being disagreed with by Facebook, every single post. You know, someone put, the sun is shining in the sky. They would say, our assessors have looked at that, and it's not shining. It's actually glimmering today. So the fact checker is always right. So I took back the power, and I closed the pages.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'll return with them.
All right. We're gonna talk more about this inside the break. This is not a short subject, and it needs to be addressed, people. Push away from Facebook. I'll have to come up with some cute acronym for that. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nearly 3 million homes in Texas remain without power as the state's power grid administrator is hoping to begin to get electricity back on Wednesday night or Thursday. Many are also dealing with water shortages as residents were dripping faucets to keep pipes from freezing. But now water utilities say that pressure is low and water may now be unsafe to drink as their treatment plants have also been affected by power losses. Democratic Texas State Representative Eddie Morales tells CNN that some residents in his district have been without power for the last 3 days.
The water treatment plants don't have the electricity and they are now going on 72 hours
in some areas that have not had power. This idea also of these rolling blackouts that are taking place, I'm sorry to say, but they're not taking place in House District 74 for a large part. And so you have certain subdivisions, certain areas of the community that have gone all 72 hours without electricity.
This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's just get back at it. Love having him on the show with me. Xander Gibb joins me as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his live and honest review of really how we're now being perceived in England. So, Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, mate.
Pretty much, right? You know, that's the fun. Someday you should do these videos are running rampant on YouTube, and they're not getting pulled, which is really interesting. There are people that are doing regional accents here for America, and whether it's New England, get through Connecticut, people don't realize how the accents change from Maine to Georgia. You would think you went to like 10 different countries, but you have the same thing going on there in the London area, right? I mean, you got some major different dialects, if you would.
Oh, absolutely. All across England there, there's England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales, and you've obviously got those accents. And then if you go into different counties, it's different again, you know?
Right.
So you could be in England, you could be in London, and you've got like the local Cockney accent, but then you could go down to Dorset and they're trucking like that, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just as bad here. But the dialects, are all different. I've done a lot of accent work, and when I do it on a movie, they want the closest thing. Because they'll say, like, I want an Irish accent. So you do a basic Irish accent. They don't say, oh, I want you to be from, like, County Donegal or something like that.
All right, but
it can be that specific.
The most unintelligible accent in that part of the world has got to be the Scots. Okay, because you get three or four drinks of them, and that's it. You're done, right?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, it's like I have Scottish heritage, and my relatives that live in Scotland. After a few whiskeys, every conversation is like "Hushma bahashma hum," and I'm like, "What?" It's like, "Are you getting a taxi, him?" I'm like, "Him? What's him?" They're like, "Are you getting a taxi home?" So yeah, avoid the whiskey with some Scottish people. You see, you have to throw that in because otherwise all of the Scottish people will call in and be offended. But we love the Scottish. We really
I love everybody. You have to admit. You come from New York. There's all kinds of, I mean, AOC, I'm sure after two or three drinks, can't understand her at all. Well, I can't understand her when she's not drunk, but that's beside the point.
She can't either.
No, apparently not. But you got the same thing going on in Boston, in the Boston area. You can tell. I always joke that it's got more colleges per square mile than any place else in the country. They murder the King's English, and they sound like morons sometimes. And I mean that in a loving way. I'm not kind of putting them down, but I'm just saying we massacre, you know, the English. And people wonder why they make fun of us. But seriously,
can't even pack the can.
don't do that. Jeez. Anyway, so let's get back to reality, which is
Let's do that, Joe.
But you know, people, Facebook, Twitter, and you know, we've given these people so much power by staying with them. They only get hurt in the wallet, right? Where they start hurting monetarily. So you look at Facebook, you look at Twitter. When everything started going down with the viruses, it was the only real way we could communicate in mass. They got total control. And some of you are browbeating guys like me because I've closed down a couple of my Twitter pages. I keep one personal one open. I keep a personal page open on Facebook just so my mom, I wish you'd get off Facebook, just so you know family members can see pictures. But don't call us cowards because that is crazy. That's like standing in front of a steamroller thinking you're going to stop it or it's going to stop. They don't care about you and I, and it takes our livelihood away. Right, Xander?
Absolutely, and it's not, you know, people have said to me this week, you know, because I shared that I closed down two of the pages, oh, why are you giving up? I'm not giving up. I'm actually taking back the power, because what these operations want, you know, Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, they want echo chambers.
Yep.
And that's not what these things were ever meant to be. Because the thing is, I will talk to you all day long. Even if you disagree with me, but you can have a valid argument, and if you're not spewing up, you know, the regurgitated opinions of other people, if you can tell me why you have an opinion, even if it's different to mine, I will respect that. But social media has lost that. It's kind of like we used to have the debating societies, and that kind of moved to social
media. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And now it's gone, you know?
Yeah. But the debate societies, though, to your point, you were actually told to take an opposing viewpoint to the one you had. Remember that?
Mm,
and,
sure.
And now it's like, you can't do that. What do you mean you can't do that?
Well, unfortunately, we're not allowed to disagree anymore. The media and the left have, you know, liberalized the planet to an extent where if you disagree with someone who is a minority, then you are a phobe. And if you, even if you are part of that minority, if you disagree with an Italian person on the left, you're anti-Italian. And it has become so ridiculous because I, as an openly gay man, cannot be accused of being homophobic for merely disagreeing with someone that's gay. You know, it's such a concern to me. I don't care. You know, I don't care what you do with your life or your body if it's different to what I want to do with my life and my body, but I'm not buying the T-shirt and the book. You know, good for you. You have freedom of choice. But I am not subscribing to it if I do not agree. I'm not going to hate you for it, but I'm not buying your products. Sorry.
Yeah, I think that's great too. I think it's interesting how it went to the point where, you know, one of the common terms, if you remember, was always, "Hey, it's a free country. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to eat there. And you don't have to agree with me," and that was It was more than acceptable, actually.
Right.
We actually enjoyed that with each other. And now it's like if you disagree with somebody on the left, because the right doesn't do this. I mean, yes, we have some, don't get me wrong, but nowhere near amount to the left. Right away, you're an idiot, you're a moron, you're uneducated. Remember, I keep bringing this back up for fear of sounding like Hannity, you know, being repetitious sometimes. I hate bringing this back up, but If you recall the shift with Nancy Pelosi back when the workers, the blue collar, remember they used to call them blue collar workers, our people.
Yeah.
And then when Nancy saw that many of them were going for Trump, that terminology flipped. So instead of trying to win them back, she starts to demean them and calls them uneducated voters. And I was all over it. But they fell right into it. They just fell into it. It's really sad. I think so.
Isn't that a dichotomy, the uneducated calling people uneducated? but I guess that's a subject for another show. But I have to circle back on you, Joe, for
Uh-oh.
A second.
Uh-oh.
Because my dad, God rest his soul, he said to me 25 years ago that political correctness was going to kill us all.
Yep.
And this is what it is doing. It's about political correctness. You know, when I come on your show, when you come on my show, we rib each other, we joke, and sometimes people will say, oh, was Joe offended by that? No, because Joe knows where I'm coming from, and vice versa. But what we've allowed to happen with this political correctness, which is part of the plan to liberalize the planet, we've allowed it to cause divide.
Yep.
And the media have latched onto that because that sells newspapers. And that's of concern to me. I've lost more friends over politics than anything else, because the thing is, it's like, if you like sports cars and I like SUVs, is that something that should stop us from being friends? No, it shouldn't. But politics is just the same thing. I have lots of friends who are Democrats. Admittedly, we don't discuss politics very often, but we still remain friends, and that's probably why we are still friends.
Well, yeah, you don't have to be. I'm tired of it, too. I'm tired of people thinking that because you're not politically on the... Look, this is split apart. Christian against Christian, family member against family member. This is asinine. You should never. Your religious belief, your belief in God, should never trump your political party. It just shouldn't.
No.
And we've allowed.
No pun intended.
Yes, there wasn't. We should never have allowed that to happen. And as Christian to Christian, we need to start, you know, spinning that back around and not throwing in the other person's face anything. Just look, let's get back to reality.
Are you first, Joe? Are you a Christian first, or are you a conservative first?
I'm a white guy. No, I'm sorry. I'm a Christian first, who happens to be white, who happens to live in the U.S., and who happens to have to go for a break because I'm also a capitalist. Be back in a few minutes,
Absolutely.
People. Don't go far more with Dan to give right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I thought that was such an apropos opening because we're talking to Xander Gibb from England. Hey, you ever run into him at all, what is it, Austin Powers? I'm sure he's still alive, right?
Oh, no. He's not even British, is he? He's American. Hello.
But a lousy British accent. Yes, I know. Oh, God. I look at Tammy loves those movies, and she loves how cheesy really? They are, and all the 60s references, and I don't know. God, please forgive me, guys. I don't get it. They're kind of cool music and moves, but I don't get it. Anyhow. What? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that's where Boris gets his accent from.
Hello, this is Boris Johnson, our Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Hello.
You know, did you see the meme that was out there this week with, last week, with Austin Powers trying to turn that little cart around in the hallway? And
I didn't.
Back 2 inches, forward 2 inches, and it's like 900 times he's going to go back and forth before he turns around. And the meme was Democrats going after Trump. I was like, oh, that's perfect. How come I can't think of that? That was great. Anyhow, back at it again. So, I am not surprised at the people that turned on Trump. Mitch McConnell, for instance, suggesting that, you know, there should be criminal charges brought against Trump. And, you know, Lindsey Graham actually growing a spine and coming out and saying, you know, that's not right. He needs to stop that.
You can't say those two things in the same sentence. No, sorry, carry on. Lindsey Graham and coming out, you can't say that in the same sentence.
Thank you very much. All right.
I'll be here all week.
That's right. But when you look at that and you listen, you know, listen to what's going on within the party, you already have a rift in the party. And somebody's talking about, you know, starting a third party for real, and 70% of the people would go, Republicans would go to Trump. I think there'd be Democrats that would go along with Trump. However, I keep saying, you tell me what you think about this. I keep saying we should do what the Democrats do, which is infiltrate from within, take over from within, and take back the party that was the party of Lincoln.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, in fact, maybe that's what I need to do. If I don't denounce Trump. I want to make this very clear. But if I denounce Trump now, I bet you within a year I would have like a hit show and I would, you know, like someone else we know, you know, T2 Twitter's bathroom.
He could get, this guy could get 2,000 followers till he flipped to the liberal side. God bless.
But you see, it's funny because, you know, it's not a secret that, you know, I did used to be a Democrat. I'm a Republican kind of in the second year of Obama's first term of office, and people called me a turncoat and things like that. But for me, it was about the difference between right and wrong. And I don't know if you would agree with this, Joe, but the thing is with Democrats, they don't question anything. They follow the party line to the letter.
Yep.
And to me, you know, I'd started doing quite a serious show, and I had to check my facts. And in order to check your facts, in order to talk about things, you have to go to different places to do that, not just one place.
Right.
And in doing so, you learn a lot about who you are, how your responses are built, and how you've been programmed. Because I do think there is an element of programming with regards to being a Democrat, and what that ends up doing to you, it actually affects your response mechanism, because you're always on that defense. I mean, if you tell me something about Donald Trump that's true, I'll say, absolutely, yeah, that's terrible.
You know, it's interesting, as I watch things play out, and you really watch the hate in people, you've experienced it, you know, you've experienced it yourself as a gay man, and with people who you thought were your friends.
How did me, Joe, on national television and radio...
I'm hoping to get that big, you know, breaking story kind of thing, because it's not the cards for me. But you're watching, and the funny thing with the Democrats and a lot of Republicans haven't figured out, but you and I have talked about, the rage that got Trump elected to begin with. Nobody sat there and said, what a great statesman. We need him for president. What a great orator. We need him for president. No, we were tired of it. We're tired of the politics. We want somebody who cares about us. That was what the rage was about. That's what brought Democrats over. The Democrats, especially in hierarchy, they still don't see that, and they still don't get it.
No, they don't. But how many of them do you think have buyer's remorse now? Because when you think about it, in just a few weeks, you know, I always think that the way we measure how well a president is doing in his first term of office is how much more or less money we have in our pocket.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, but don't you think you've got to be pretty dumb not to have that high in your factor, and let's face it, if it's not high on your factor level, where are you getting your money from?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's what's funny is they're starting to release little stories here and there about these people that were, a lot of these people that were arrested at the riots, not the protests, let's call them what they are, riots, had, you know, when they start checking into their backgrounds, they got all kinds of money issues. They were picked up with all kinds of money in their pocket. A lot of them have recently made some decent-sized deposits into their checking accounts. And it's just interesting to say, that didn't come out of nowhere. How is that grassroots? You know what I mean? But
yeah.
And now they're threatening, you know, you have Democrats out there. They're not threatening because they've kind of learned a little bit here. They're just saying you have unleashed a Pandora's box and the violence in the streets for not convicting Trump. Is that not third world nation talk?
It is. But that's where they're at. This is not the Democratic Party of even JFK. You know, it's gone to somewhere actually quite frightening. You know, what this is, you know, in the 40s and 50s, I'm probably even the 60s as well, maybe you can tell us, Joe, but, you know, the mafia were quite prevalent. That was a joke, of course. Don't cut off my mic. But then now the mafia is actually called the Democratic Party, because all of those that are running it, you know, Nancy Pelosi's father was a gangster. You know, all of them are doing the money laundering and all these illegal things. The Democratic Party of today have took over where the mafia left off.
Oh, I always say the same thing. You know, the mafia has got nothing over the Democrats. I mean, they've got them by yards, you know. And now they do because it's in your face. Remember, you and I have been talking about this for a couple of years now. They don't even hide it anymore.
No.
They tell you what they're going to do. It's up in your face as to what they're going to do. And you can't, well, you can stop them if you open your mouth. But, I mean, look at the Cuomo gang, okay? I mean, Daddy was, and the father wasn't far behind these guys. But you know, here you got Andrew Cuomo, whose brother, CNN's not even touching on this. Brother says nothing. And, you know, look at how many people he killed. How many lives Andrew Cuomo was responsible for killing people, and yet they keep wanting to deflect to Trump.
Yeah, exactly. But who are they going to blame now, you know?
Oh, Twitter's dying a slow, painful, long death, which I'm very happy about. And, you know, let's just be clear about something. I think you and I probably feel the same way about this. I don't want good people at those places losing jobs. I don't want anybody losing their job over a political reason. But frankly, they brought it on themselves. The same group of people at Twitter and Facebook, you know, that were signing these petitions at the company to drop certain pages and certain groups because they went against their moral compass or what have you, all of a sudden it's a whole different animal. And
of course,
they're losing
money. Because when cancel culture comes around to bite you on the butt, I hope it's okay to say that word. Who else have you got to blame when you've been fanning the flame of cancel culture?
Yep. Oh, and they're doing it to themselves. But a bit of good news before we go, don't you think?
Yes,
that'd be
please.
Nice? Well, I don't know. Hey, did you hear that Meghan Markle's pregnant again?
No, I did not.
The Queen must be overjoyed with this.
I can just imagine her reaction. No, that Meghan girl pregnant again.
I just, can you, I mean, honestly, can you see her slamming her head or her butler's head against the table? I don't know how they do it in royalty. After reading this and going, that wench, again? What is wrong with that boy?
Really, this can't be true, can it? I put out a hit on her so long ago.
These
bloody Americans protecting her again.
I can, that's a problem, though. You had the Brits do the hit. You didn't have the Guineas do the hit. That's the issue.
You can't say that word. That's
I can say anything I want to. I always challenge people. Come on. My whole half of it's Sicilian, half of it's Italian. Let's see what side of me you bring out if you're going to write me nasties. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like when they come at me and say, Xander Gibb, you're a homophobe. I'm like, what word did I say that was homophobic? You said the word gay. The word is homosexual. So I will describe myself in terms that I see fit. And the terms I want to use are fabulous. And I also want to say thank you for having me.
Always. Where do they find you? Quick. And not at the pizza joint.
XanderGibb.com.
You make it too easy, man. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?